Cattle futures eased higher Monday. Depending on how the current drought unfolds, Darrell Peel says there's the potential for it to drive beef cow numbers significantly lower and spawn a market reaction similar to that of 2014 and 15. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 15th of February. Last week's stouter packing pace and higher cash prices helped cattle futures edge higher Monday. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 57 cents higher, except for unchanged in the back contract. Live cattle futures closed an average of 28 cents higher, except for unchanged in D's. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were at $140 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, and at $140 to $142 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $224. The five-area direct weighted average steer price last week was 72 cents higher than the previous week at $140.48 a hundredweight on a live basis. The average steer price in the beef was $2.25 higher at $224.04. Choice box beef cutout value was 56 cents lower Monday afternoon at $273.96 a hundredweight. Select was 92 cents higher at $268.75. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 5 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 1 to 13 cents lower through near November, and then mostly 2 to 4 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, stocker cattle and calves were selling $2 to $6 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there were an estimated 14,000 head on offer. Feeder weight steers and heifers were trading steady to $2 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 550 pounds traded $5 to $10 higher. Heifers sold $2 to $4 higher. There were 6,500 head on offer. Finally, steers weighing 400 to 450, 500 to 650, 800 to 850, and 900 to 950 pounds sold steady to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota. Steers weighing 350 to 450, 450 to 500, 650 to 800, and 850 to 900 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. Heifers traded steady to $5 higher. There are 4,628 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices continued lower Monday amid continued jitters about steeper inflation and tensions between Russia and Ukraine. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 171 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 16 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down fractionally. Crude oil futures, that's West Texas Intermediate on the CME, were $1.08 to $2.36 higher through the front six contracts. Significant drought this year will have more noticeable impacts on cow markets, will change the timing of feeder cattle and ultimately feedlot production, and will have more implications for the industry in subsequent years, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. In fact, he says, there's potential for the drought to push cattle inventories significantly lower than planned and set up a market reaction similar to 2014 and 15 in the next couple of years. In his weekly market comments, Peel explains the Climate Prediction Center's drought outlook suggests drought may persist in regions of the West and Northern Plains that have been in drought, although there has been some improvement in the Northwest. As well, developing drought in the Southern Plains could expand to the Central Plains. According to Peel, widespread drought this year could result in much more pronounced cow herd liquidation and relocation than previously. and the scenario will be all about what we have to do. He explains there will be little flexibility in regions that were in drought the past 2 years. For example, he says December 1st hay stocks in the four-state region of Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, and South Dakota were down 40.2% year-over-year. By April or May, he explains, this predominantly spring-born calving region could be faced with significant additional liquidation of cows or cow-calf pairs on top of the 8% herd liquidation in the region since 2020. The region represents 15.1% of the national beef cow herd. As well, drought has gripped the four-state region of Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah since 2020, with 11.6% beef cow herd liquidation in the past 2 years, according to Peel. He adds the region represents 5.3% of the nation's beef cow herd and could see additional liquidation if drought persists this year. Then there's the Southern Plains, where drought has expanded sharply in Texas and Oklahoma over the winter. Peel explains the region saw just 1.1% herd liquidation since 2020, with much of it general cyclical liquidation rather than drought-induced. December 1st hay stocks in Texas and Oklahoma were up 18.7% year-over-year. So Peel says the Southern Plains region should emerge from winter with a bit more flexibility, and with more fall calving, it might not face critical herd liquidation and destocking decisions as quickly as some other regions. Nevertheless, he says, cow culling could accelerate sharply in the region by midsummer. These two states represent 21.9% of the total beef cow herd. Finally, Peel says beef cow numbers declined 3.3% the past 2 years in Kansas and Nebraska, where 10.8% of the beef cow herd exists, and where drought impacts have been marginal so far. Although December 1st hay stocks were 4.9% higher in the region year over year, should drought develop significantly, he says it would likely prompt significant herd liquidation in the Central Plains by the summer. All told, Beef says drought in the aforementioned regions could impact more than 53% of the nation's total beef cow herd, roughly 16 million cows. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 15th of February. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.